If you run an e-commerce business, you can relate to the amount of work it takes to produce something great. And of course, you want to optimize your workflow and reduce costs. That's why I want to say a big thank you to our partner, ShipStation, and perhaps introduce you to them as well. If you are not familiar with ShipStation, they've been supporting Side Hustle School for years. They have helped so many of our listeners make things much easier, automate their shipping tasks, help them scale their business, and also, this is not a small thing, save thousands on shipping with industry-leading carrier discounts. ShipStation is the innovative tool that helps turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code HUSTLE to sign up for your free 60-day trial. 60 days free. ShipStation.com, code HUSTLE.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
What we all are trying to accomplish, one way or another, we want to reach people with our work. We want to reach the right people with our work. We've got something that we want to sell or promote, whatever it is. We're trying to create this product or service because we want to make extra money. The extra money may be connected to a greater goal, such as getting out of debt or saving for our future, or just diversifying our income so that we're not dependent on a job or an employer. So that's what pretty much everyone who listens to Side Hustle School, anybody in my network, kind of wants to do one way or another. And because there is no single best way to reach people, like reach the right people with our work, most of us tend to flounder a bit. We tend to try a lot of different things. We might look for miracle cures, perhaps, like if a publicist or a company promises to open the right doors and magically get us on the Today Show or the TED stage or, you know, whatever the platform of our dreams is. So this brings me to today's question. And by the way, welcome to Side Hustle School. My name is Chris Guillebeau, your host. And today's caller is trying to build her brand as a lifestyle coach. Should she hire a publicist to book her as a guest on podcasts? Well, guess what? I have a clear answer to this. Not to like foreshadow the whole answer, but since it's not a favorable one, I also have a suggestion. If I ever say that something's not a good idea, I try to come up with an alternative suggestion as well. So that's what we're going to talk about today. Should I pay a publicist to book me as a podcast guest? And perhaps if I don't do that, what else might I consider? That's coming up after this quick message from our sponsor.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, Chris. This is Bailey from Austin, and I've been listening to the show from episode one. Thanks to you and the team for the great content. I'm trying to build my brand as a health and lifestyle coach, and a friend suggested I appear on podcasts to gain followers and influence. How would I go about doing this? No one really knows me yet. I did some searching, and I saw that I could hire a publicist to pitch me to various shows as an expert, but it's expensive, and I don't have a big budget. Do you think this would be worth it? If not, what else should I try? Thanks, Chris, and I'm looking forward to hearing from you.
Hey, Bailey, what's good? Congratulations on your goal of building your brand as a health and lifestyle coach. I am excited for you. I hope you're able to reach a lot of people and help a lot of people. But guess what? My answer to your question of should I hire a publicist to pitch me to shows as an expert, don't do it. Save some money. Save your money because most likely it's going to be a waste of money. And I'm sure I'll get complaints for saying that, but it's that's true. That's the reality. So what may happen in that situation, most likely, first of all, you're not going to get booked on really big podcasts. What may happen is you might get, you know, some chances to do podcast interviews for shows that have almost no audience. And, you know, of course, we all start somewhere. This is no judgment on somebody who doesn't have much of an audience. But in that situation, you know, it may be good practice for you, which still has value. Like I remember when I first started doing podcast interviews more than a decade ago, I was terrible at it. And I felt bad for the shows that had me on, you know, but I got better eventually, right? So, you know, practice is good. But I don't think you should expect that it will have much of an impact business-wise, okay? And that's the key point, you know. I get pitches every single day, probably 5 to 10 pitches from publicists who do exactly what you're talking about. And it's so obvious that these are blanket pitches that are going out, you know, to probably dozens or hundreds of shows. And what annoys me about it, like I don't like to complain a lot because I have a good life and I feel very fortunate to be able to make this show for you. But probably my only complaint about it is getting these pitches from people who don't know anything at all about the show, but they claim that they do. And they always begin these pitches with like, I'm such a big fan of the show. I listen all the time. And guess what? I have the perfect guest for you. Well, for anybody who actually listens to the show, you know what's wrong with that. Like we don't have guests, 1300 plus episodes, and there are no guests. Like I'm the one who's telling stories. I'm answering questions and there's a process to submit your story to be considered, you know, to be featured on the show, but anybody could do that. You don't need a publicist for that. It's just right on the website. So that's just my own personal pet peeve, but I thought of it because this is what a publicist is going to do for you. So in a lot of ways, it creates negative value. Now, what is better? Okay, it is good to go on podcasts, for sure. What's better is to build those relationships yourself. And I know that you feel like, you know, you don't know people. Well, it just takes time. It takes time. It takes outreach, being willing to connect, email, direct message, whatever form is good, whatever form seems natural. It will be more effective. So don't hesitate to reach out yourself to podcasters that you like, that you're actually familiar with the show. And you know, you don't have to necessarily pitch yourself too much. It's more just like, hey, I'm a fan and I'm starting this thing. Like those kind of pitches, I get that all the time for other stuff, people who have written a book, and I can't always help with it, but I don't mind those pitches. Like that's totally fine. That's how relationships are built. And you know, I did a lot of that when I was starting, and I still might do that from time to time. So don't hesitate to reach out to people. If you know somebody who knows somebody, then you can ask for referrals sometimes. Lots of different ways to do it. I've talked about it in other episodes, and I think I wrote about it a fair amount in the Side Hustle book, From Idea to Income in 27 Days. But just to kind of close the loop here, I don't think it's a good idea to hire a publicist to do that for you. So my two cents. Good luck, Bailey. Good luck anybody else out there in that situation. If you have a question of your own, if you have an experience with this, if you have a different perspective for me, that's fine too. I'd love to hear about it. Come to sidehustleschool.com/questions. We will continue to feature listener reports throughout the rest of the year. And thank you so much for listening. It's a tough world out there, but you are amazing. I hope you do something today to get closer to the goal that you believe in. And until next time, my name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.